We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kevin, there's a lot going on because Media Day was yesterday and all sorts of, you know, people are having discussions now. And, you know, Kenny Smith recently said that he thinks that Kristaps, if healthy, obviously, and Luka will change the way that everybody sees the landscape in the West. And I think that's a big compliment right there. But I think that's the biggest deal, too, is they have to be healthy.
Yeah.
So Kristaps, though, was talking about that. And he said, you know, during his day, he said, I feel great physically. I feel 100%. I feel probably better than I ever have in my life.
Oh, crap.
It's been a long time since I've been out, but I've been putting in work throughout the rehab process. I'm extremely excited to be back on the court and remind everybody what I'm capable of doing.
When was the last time we heard somebody say, I haven't felt like this in a long time. In fact, I feel better than I've ever felt before.
Cam Newton, and that lasted 2 seconds.
In fact, I don't think I can remember the last time somebody said something along that lines that wasn't ready to, like, in the next couple of days be injured or be out or games or whatever. It's almost like the vote of confidence for his own body.
Yeah, that is a good concern there. And I just, do you feel like that guy can be a player now that he's put on? He's listed at 20 pounds heavier than he was prior.
Yeah, I'm not particularly enamored by that just because I think that leads to more joint and soft tissue issues. So I am concerned about that. But here is the positive. So I was thinking about what you said about Kenny Smith. And it makes sense because let's say he does stay healthy, right? Like Kristaps stays healthy, Luka stays healthy, let's go, party time. All right. The Mavericks duo has got to be pretty high up in the league. I think G-Bag was telling us that they were recently, Luka and Kristaps were ranked number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Best duos in the league. All right, so here are some of the other options. Kawhi and Paul George. All right, awesome players, old. Like NBA old. Not real people old, but old. Lakers, LeBron and Anthony Davis. One of them, old. Bucks, Giannis and Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton, 28, like old-ish by NBA standards.
Super old.
Lillard and McCollum, old. Steph and Draymond, old. Russell Westbrook and James Harden, old. Now, the two that you immediately think of, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid with the 76ers.
Murray and Jokic?
Yes, exactly. So those are all guys that are like 25 or younger. But all of a sudden, you're talking about maybe being one of three teams that can say, we have two of the best players in the two of the best 30 players in the NBA, 35 players in the NBA, and they're both under 25.
Okay, that's really interesting too, because, you know, do you know who Dr. J is? Everybody know who everybody out there know who Dr. J is? You ever heard of him?
Yeah, I am familiar.
All right, well, he said that Doncic probably isn't a top 10 player yet. And I think we can all agree with that.
That's fair. We're
fine with that, even though we love him. But he also said he has 1 year in the league and had a great rookie year and was phenomenal. Sometimes it could happen quickly for guys, years 1 through 3, more so in, you know, with than others in the league. His fourth and fifth years when you really see what you got. So that's a long time from now, especially with considering what we're trying to deal with. But then he said the fact that he started playing professionally at 16, 17, maybe he's an early bloomer.
That's what I think.
Than some of the guys in the universities in the U.S., but the one and done guys, but he had a great season. And then he added this. He's a great replacement for Dirk. What? And Luka came back and was like, hey, man, I've had pressure since I was like 16 years old. So I like pressure, but Dirk is Dirk. And he was like, he was here for 21 years and he won everything. And it's hard to replace Dirk. It's just too difficult for me to try and live up to that. He said, I don't like to use the word replacement, but it is a new era with this generation of us.
Well, I have terrible news for you, Luca. If you're just now learning that people might be expecting you to replace Dirk, this is going to be a rough run for you because a lot of people are expecting that.
I think it was a really awesome spot for him to go ahead and press the humble key.
No, it is. I'm just saying, like, I have terrible news for you.
And this, then Rick Carlisle added this, and I love this part because I think this speaks to, Kevin, what you're talking about the most and why it's important to really sit back and observe what they're about to do. Carlisle said, Larry Bird was on his third contract when I got drafted by the Celtics. When I came here, Dirk was on his second or third, Kidd was on his third or fourth, and Terry was on his third or fourth contract. These guys have been through the wars, and they knew that winning was really important because they've gone through some of the losses. And then he added, the guys that are here right this minute, they haven't. They haven't. He said, JJ's been through it, but Luka and KP haven't. This light shines white hot on both of these guys, and we have to help them navigate through it. And I think that's the point right there. The light is white hot on them right now to be successful, and they haven't even stepped on the court together in an NBA game, but it's an expectation of y'all got to be able to go out there and do something, but they still have to experience the losses. Luka's got to experience that playoff loss that just makes him go, never again.
And that's, so a couple of things about that. First of all, a great example of that is Giannis. I had friends asking me, how long until the pressure gets turned on to Giannis? This was before they had even lost in the playoffs. This is when he was the presumptive MVP at the age of 24. And people were asking, how long before the pressure gets turned on him to win before he had lost? He hadn't even lost in the playoffs yet, but everyone assumed he would lose, and then they wanted to know, hey, when this theoretical loss happens by the reigning 24-year-old MVP, how long before we put pressure on him? Like, how crazy is that? So that's going to be the same thing. Hey, before the presumptive loss happens to the reigning 20-year-old rookie of the year, when does the pressure turn on? And, like, that's insane in theory, but to your point, that's how the world of sports works. That's why I wasn't on board with your theory originally, but we talked about this, you know, maybe it's like a year ago, or at least several months ago, is I am now on board with the concept of the Mavericks hopefully picking up the 7 or 8 seed and getting wiped out in the playoffs. Like, I would rather them win. But I used to not like that idea of just eking into the playoffs and getting blown out. But then the way Corey described it is you need that playoff experience. And he's right. Luka standing on the court, watching that team celebrate because they're going to the next round and knowing that you got wiped out, like, that changes you. If you've ever been there and you have that coach who, like, in a championship game says, I want you to stand right here and watch them celebrate, you can't forget that. Like, even my son's basketball team, when they were in, like, the fourth grade city championship and they lost, that stuck with him. He was 9. Like, I can't imagine what a high-level athlete takes away from that. And he's like, we'll be back and we'll win.
Well, I mean, that's. I hope that works for the basketball team because that didn't work for JD and the baseball team.
It worked for my son's team.
You mean after San Francisco?
He stayed in the dugout.
No, they lost to San Francisco.
But I can see the direction that this is going, and I want
to. No, I went to a whole different one.
Okay,
sir.
But he was saying that the next year,
they
should have won. All right, Colby. But you know what? I think you're right, and I look back at that Cowboys team, Kevin. Was it 91?
Yes, loss to the Lions.
The loss to the Lions. How many people thought that's the thing that's going to set them into a new place next year? And it did.
Just think about how wild it is. The Lions have won 0 playoff games since then, and the Cowboys won 3 of the next 4 Super Bowls. Like, that's how quickly things can change. So I just want to wrap back around. So the Nuggets and the 76ers, that's it in terms of, like, young elite duos. Do other teams
In the wrong division. They're in the wrong conference for the Mavericks to be dominant.
The Nuggets are in our conference.
Sorry, my bad.
But some of the other teams, they have one of those components, and maybe they add another one. But the thing is, let's say that Kristaps does stay healthy, and Luka does continue his upward trajectory, both things we think are viable, right? What happens next? What if Corey is right? What if they do inch into the playoffs, and they get the 7 or 8 seed, and they give a team a headache? What if they pick up a couple of games off of a team?
I'm asking right now.
And because not only are you going to be happy as a fan, what's going to happen across the rest of the league?
They're going to take note.
Yeah, they're going to say, do we join the process in Philly? Do we get on with Denver? Or do we go here where maybe the potential is higher than any of the places, depending on what you think about Philly's ability to get out of their own way? I'm really curious the next step. If you do those things, will people look at Kristaps, Luka, Rick, Cuban and say, okay, yeah, I want to go here.
From the 806, what about Booker and Ayton?
Okay. I'll take our combo ahead.
Did Kevin just try and convince us that somehow throughout all of this stuff that the Dallas Mavericks could be a place where free agents want to go?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, look, go back to, this is the worst thing. This will be so weird for people to hear. The worst thing for the Mavericks losing the 2006 NBA Finals, people get it twisted. They're like, oh, Dirk didn't get his championship. No. The worst thing about that is Dirk didn't get his three championships. Because if you go back to 2006, Dirk is a young superstar exploding into the world where people can go, oh my God, you are awesome. They win that championship and you see that he can lead a team of, you know, you got some good players, but not like superstars to a championship. People start flocking here. But what happens? They lost. And so the knock against Dirk continued. Yeah, he's really good, but he's Euro good. Like, nobody's going to come here. And that was the problem with that. You win that game, and Dirk is what, at the time, 27? Whatever the age is. He's young enough that people are like, I'm going to go play with him. What's 07 going to look like? What's 08 going to look like? What's 2009 going to look like? It's going to look a hell of a lot different. So from the 808, can y'all stop? No one is coming here. Why would they come here before? But if they come here now because you have two elite players that are both 24 and younger, that's why you come here. It has nothing to do with the city of Dallas. It has to do with who do you want to play with.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is I think, and I'm trying to figure it out, because I don't think that Kristaps is tough.
That's a fair argument to be made about that.
I mean, I think he's charming right now. I have to see that he's tough. I feel like I know Luka's tough. But there's also a part of me that saw, you know, and it's politicking, but he whined to the referees a lot. And there were times when I was like, okay, dude, just be tough. Just be tough. Be that tough guy. But you got to politic. And Dirk did too. Dirk politicked a lot. But Dirk also was tough. Dirk got his tooth knocked out and came back out on the court and finished the game. Was awesome. Dirk did everything. And I know he even said, I can't live in that light. I have to be who I am as a player. But I do think there's an element of toughness that at some point one of these guys is going to have to establish for the rest of the guys to say, that's our alpha, we're following. And, you know, that's one of the things that Porzingis did say. He said, you know, I think it could be a nightmare for the teams going forward. The pick and roll, the pick and pop, whatever it is we do, we just have to develop that chemistry on the floor. And that's something that's going to take, what, 20 games? 25 games?
Yeah.
Maybe game one?
I mean, I probably wouldn't say that, but when last we saw Kristaps on the court, he averaged 23 points a game and 2.5 blocks a game. That's unbelievable. I go back to the same thing time and again, not because I'm trying to agitate people, because as a lifelong Metroplex resident, I want the Mavericks to work more than you can imagine. Kristaps has played in 186 NBA games, and he's been injured for 142 NBA games. The ratio of time that he has missed is staggering, and I don't want it to turn out that Kristaps is a Yu Darvish. And what I mean by that is I think Yu Darvish here with the Rangers was a failure. The reason being is he showed the flashes of being the best player in baseball, or at least the best pitcher in baseball. But then you found out that you could only get that on special occasions when all of the things were right. I don't want it to turn out that Kristaps is a top 10 player in the NBA, but only when all of the occasions are right. And when you need him in that tough game in the middle of February, when it's the second half of a back-to-back and nobody gives a crap about it, but you need to make sure you win that game, that he's not like, I can't go.
Well, and Carlisle even said the other night, we'll have to monitor back-to-backs.
And that, if that happens this year, fair enough. If that happens all the time, I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.